The Bridge.
You're a new song, you're a new song, baby, you're a new song to me. You're a new song, you're a new song, baby, you're a new song to me.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday evening to you. This is Chris Aguirian, host of the 8160. It's 6 o'clock, a little after 6 o'clock on Tuesday evening, and that means for the next hour, we get to hang out on the 8160, and I get to tell you and play for you music from a bunch of Kansas City musicians. This week on the show, it's going to be all about brand new music from several Kansas City musicians. Hopefully, we'll get through 11 during today's show. Before we move on too far, I hope you got to listen last week when we talked about Make Music Day, which was an international event yesterday here in Kansas City. And despite a little morning rain, the weather gods blessed this inaugural event in this town. However, the event's been going on since 1982, I believe, over in Paris. So hopefully next year, Make Music Day will continue to grow and grow and grow. But every year, on June 21st, here in Kansas City, will be Make Music Day, and we were lucky enough to be a partner. The Bridge was on the event, and hopefully next year, we'll see it grow and grow and grow. Like I said, this week's show is all about new music, but next week on the show, we're going to have some of our old friends in. Madison Ward and the Mama Bear are going to be joining us, and Sarah Bradshaw will be here as well. In case you missed it in the barrage of concert announcements, Jason Isbell is going to be out at Azura Credit Union Amphitheater. That's the large amphitheater out in Bonner Springs. He's going to be there on August 3rd. Opening up for him will be Lucinda Williams, and just added to the bill, Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. What a great treat of a bill that will be to see on August 3rd. But they're going to come by and they're going to talk to us about that. They're also going to talk to us about Camp Leavenworth, which is in late September over in downtown Leavenworth, featuring Melissa Etheridge to her hometown of Leavenworth to play a festival over there, as will Madison Ward and Mom Bear headlining it on the Friday night. It should be a really fun show. I haven't got to talk to those guys for a while because of the pandemic, so excited to do that next week here on the 8160. And that's another good cue there. Just a reminder, as there are constant concert announcements happening, we're getting about 5 announcements a day right now. So if you don't want to miss those concert announcements, stay tuned to The Bridge. Make sure you sign up for our email list. Get on our concert calendar at bridge909.org. You can see what all of our friends are doing all around town, all our promoter friends, and you won't miss your favorite show when they come through town. That's a nice segue to the first song we're going to hear today on this show featuring all new music. On Saturday, August 7th, the Greeting Committee, along with Jake Wells, are going to play a show for you in Riverside, Missouri. But they're playing a show over there. The show was supposed to happen last summer, COVID though. But again, the Greeting Committee with Jake Wells, Saturday, August 7th. They're teaming up for a big show over there in Riverside. The Greeting Committee just released a new single last week, I believe. It's called Can I Leave Me Too? There's also a music video for it. And I gotta say, this is my favorite Greeting Committee song that I've heard yet. And I've been a fan of them from the go. And I love what Addy and the boys put together for every song they put out. Their shows are always a great show. And, you know, 2 years ago this past weekend, they played an amazing set at Boulevardia, which was the last Boulevardia we've had. We haven't had it in 2020 or 2021, but they do put on a great show, and excited that they're going to be back in town. Everybody's here August 7th out at E.H. Young Park to play a show. But the song they just released is called Can I Leave Me Too? Like I said, it's my favorite Greeting Committee song yet. Excited to play it for you here on this week's 8160 as we share with you new music from 10 or 11 different acts. Hope you get to hang out with us for the full hour. If not, check us out later on the podcast if you missed the live show. But here it is, new music from the Greeting Committee, Can I Leave Me Too?
I'll change my ways for a few days if it means you'll stay.
sensei legend, purple belt in jujitsu. I wanna talk about my issues. Two wrongs don't make a right, but too many wrongs might get you left by your wife. Don't think about death for the rest of your life, cause you can't think about life when they rest you to death. Old man, always taking baby steps. Smoke an ounce of weed till there's not an ounce of crazy left. I accept the criticism you might display. A broken watch is still right 2 times a day, okay? But never take your life for granted. Set up me up, goal and execute it like you planned it. My energy is kinda frantic. I'd like to vanish and travel the entire planet. Cause I'll be damned if I just die in Kansas. I'm a manic, depressive, schizophrenic, and quite romantic type of man with excessive mental panic and psyche damage. I'm hypomanic. I either feel like the king of a diamond planet or feel like a failure to my entire family. I don't dream about having wealth and billions. I just dream about having healthy children. At Sunday dinner, the family gets together and we tell some good stories. Damn it, it gets no better. I don't dream about buying expensive artwork. I just dream about doing extensive yard work. So look, you probably won't relate to my rhymes if you ain't been to Home Depot 8 or 9 times in one single day. That's the vibe, you understand me? I'm trying to win Yard of the Month Grammy. Rights don't make a left, but too many wrongs and she left. Holy, what a mess. Okay, I'm even wrong with the truth I display, cause a broken woman's still right 2 times a day. Yay. You know a woman's never wrong. She'll divorce you like, sorry that I led you on. When you got the puppy love, the clothes are never on. Then you get married and have kids and the stress is never gone. It's freezing outside and there's blood in the snow. Apparently there's things God doesn't want us to know. Apparently there's things God doesn't need of control. I got a broken hearted woman with a gun to my soul. So live the fuck out of your life till you have no breath. And if you live a fast life, you'll die a slow death. Just remember, slow steps is better than no steps, cause when you take slow steps, you're still making progress. Just try to reach your final destination before death. And if you die, hopefully you don't have goals left still to do. But if you do, then do them in the afterlife. But if there ain't an afterlife, I guess you're oh, that's just life. This is life after death, or death during life. Remember, for the rest of your life, be nice.
First time, long time. That's music from Mac Lethal. The song is called This Time Around, and I believe for that longtime Kansas City musician, Mac Lethal, that might be the first time we've played a proper studio track from Mac Lethal's catalog. I played a song he did for a GoFundMe page for a young woman who needed some medical help previously, but this might be the first time I played a studio track from him. Mac just released a brand new record called Winter Heartbreak 2, and that song again, This Time Around, and in parentheses, Sarah has given that the squeaky clean edit. Mac just released this record back on June 9th. It's his 5th studio album, and he says this about it. I spent the last 18 months handcrafting this piece of music at the Junai Hotel in Kyoto, Japan. It's a dark, vulnerable, intensely personal album about isolation, depression, divorce, and grief. I created this album as a way of coping through the pain of the hardest year I've ever experienced, a year where my personal life completely fell apart and my mental and emotional health weakened, then outright collapsed. This album is a therapy session for anyone struggling with a broken heart. It's some deep stuff on there, and it's really a beautiful song. It's a great record. Some of the lyrics in this song we just played are so sharp. My favorite one, we we couldn't even play it for you. It got a little bit of a silence in there. He talks about how he's trying to win Yard of the Month and not a Grammy. I love that line so much. Again, the record is called Winter Heartbreak 2. CDs are out. It sounds like he's sold so many, he's already having to repress them. He's signing a lot of them. If you go to his social media, which is massive, you can find out how to get one. And then he also promises that vinyl is coming soon. I'm going to hang on and wait to grab some vinyl from Mac Lethal. No shows from him yet either. He played a show, I think it was up in Iowa, but hopefully we'll get a Kansas City show from him very shortly. Up next, more new music, this time from Bob Wackenhorst. A few years ago, Bob and Una Wackenhorst released a great duet record called For Tomorrow. It was such a powerful record, and you, the listener, picked the title track, For Tomorrow, as your favorite song of the year here on this station. And then earlier this month, Bob, on his own, put out a solo album on his 68th birthday, which I believe might have been like June 1st. You can grab a signed copy of this CD at Bob Wackenhorst. There's a T on the end of that, Wackenhorst.com. And he says this: all these songs were written and recorded in 2020, and you can hear the echoes of that difficult year in a lot of these songs, sometimes very directly. Some of them address the pandemic, the national election, the protests in our streets, but sometimes in places we find comfort, home, memory, family. It's a great record, and the song I'm going to play for you is called Secret Life, and it does feature Una Wackenhorst. She's been putting out music during the pandemic as well. This record for Bob is actually a collection of music he recorded for his Patreon fans. Both of them, Bob and Una, have amazing Patreon programs. If you feel like helping out a musician on a regular basis that you really love, the Patreon program is a great way to go. I need to do a show all about Patreons, Kansas City musicians who have them, and I'll do that shortly, I suppose. But here's new music from Bob Wackenhorst. The song is called Secret Life, came out earlier this month, and it features Una Wackenhorst. Here it is.
Folding in. is no one else.
Forever, will it be heaven where I go?
That was new music from Sam Argus. The song is called Won't Be Here Forever. It just came out back on June 11th. Sam Argus is a musician that we discovered during the pandemic from our friend J. Jerome Searle. And that might be the first time I've ever said his name, hopefully, properly, and correct, because I've mispronounced it for years. Sam Argus has a timeless, classic yet modern sound with infectious 60s vibe. He describes his music as a blend of traditional folk and roots rock sounds that are infused with a modern flair. I'm a fan of his music, and we're lucky that J. Jerome Searle has been producing and engineering his music under his label Chromatic Contact. I'm a fan of both of these musicians and the work they're doing on this music. I really love Sam's music and his voice. It sounds so familiar, and at the same time, you know it's brand new. You get that in the music, and someday I'm going to get to see Sam play a show, and I look forward to that, seeing a concert from Sam Argus. Switching things up a little bit, new music from two Kansas City hip-hop acts teaming up together, one OG and one newer one, The Popper, an OG KC rapper, teams up with a special guest on a new song called Kansas City Lights. The musician is They Call Me Sauce, one of the names we've said so many times here on the show in the last couple years, constantly putting out new music, was recently featured in a spot for Intel, and he's got so much hustle in him, that's why I'm constantly saying his name. So many shows, so many music projects, so many projects. The guy's got his hands in so many projects around town. Happy to share with you brand new music from The Popper featuring They Call Me Sauce. The song is called Kansas City Lights. When it was released for a few days, it did a lot of dancing around on the hip-hop charts. Excited to share it with you now. Here is Kansas City Lights by The Popper featuring They Call Me Sauce.
They call me Sauce.
That sound good, don't it? Yeah, listen, look. I represent my city, right?
City, right.
Show you what our city like.
City like.
It's more than barbecue and gun sounds.
And gun sounds.
When it comes to our city life.
City life.
That's why I represent my city, right?
My city right.
And if you catch a Kansas City fly,
city
just know that we gon' hold you down. We gon' shine cause our city bright. Kansas City lights. Yes. Middle of the map. Baby, I'm a owner. Kansas City persona. Barbecue my aroma. This feel like 18th and Vine with the grown-ups. I hopped out the ride with something fine. When I showed up, it came from a Kansas City vine. What I pulled up, back and forth across state line. Now they know us, came from them concrete lines. But we rose up and all they red lines couldn't hold us. My bros up, product of that racial residential segregation. But we not gonna let it take it, make us lazy. See, this greatness takes a lot to get in places. But we here now, yeah, it's our year now. Shooting all our fears down, like the Kaufman's and the Halls, this is my heartland. Startland City can't knock our plans. Laced by the hustlers out of Wyandotte, man. Now I slide on beats like the cha-cha dance. Yeah, I represent my city, right?
City right.
Show you what our city like.
City like.
It's more than barbecue and gun sounds.
And gun sounds.
When it comes to our city life.
City life.
That's why I represent my city, right?
My city right.
And if you catch a Kansas City fly,
city
just know that we gon' hold you down. We gon' shine cause our city bright. Kansas City lights.
These Kansas City lights are mesmerizing. Yeah. On the other hand, them gunshots are petrifying. Yeah.
Petrifying. Petrifying.
Our energy electrifies
you. Electrifies you.
Block hot as an aggressive fire.
Aggressive fire. Aggressive fire.
Right now, this the time. Brighter than the plaza when it's going into Christmas time.
Christmas time. Christmas
planes
time.
Landing if you look high. Black people come to trick or treat on the Brookside.
On the Brookside. Side.
Focus on my bag growing.
Bag growing.
Right inside the district, they got jazz going.
Got jazz going.
We all getting money, you can see the sales.
See the sales.
Might wiggle a little bit through the
P&L.
The Westport is jam-packed, open mic booming, everybody think they can rap. G's putting on a show, you should come to watch. I got that bright glow, shining like 100 watts.
Look, I represent my city, right?
City right.
Show you what our city like.
Our city like.
It's more than barbecue and gun sounds.
And gun sounds.
When it comes to our city life.
Our city life.
That's why I represent my city, right?
Our city right.
And if you catch a Kansas City fly,
city
just know that we gon' hold you down. We gon' shine cause our city bright. Kansas
the city lights.
Traffic from the east side got me aggravated.
Back in January, Jensen McRae released a song where she imagined what it might be like if Phoebe Bridgers wrote about getting vaccinated. It was a viral hit. But there's much more to Jensen McRae. She joins me to talk about her brand new EP, Who Hurt You, which is written in her own finely tuned songwriting voice on the next World Cafe.
Tonight at 7 on 90.9, The Bridge.
Tuesday, September 21st at the Uptown, Mammoth and The Bridge present Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. You got a bad case of wanting what you can't have. Lucas Nelson.
But now you sound the bell that brings me back to you.
Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real tickets are available Friday at Ticketmaster.com. The Bridge listeners can access tickets Thursday at 10. Details at bridge909.org. Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, September 21st at the Uptown, presented by The Bridge.
Celebrating 20 years of music discovery.
Become a member or donate to support 20 more years of music discovery. Go to bridge909.org/support.
Let them hear you say that.
Brand new music for you right there out of Lawrence, Kansas. The band is called Street Level Uprising, and street level is one word. The song is called Underdog. The frontman of that project, one of the nicest guys around, his name is Jay Cantor, the lead singer of Street Level Uprising. And I'm always excited whenever I see his name in my email inbox, but he sent us that new music a couple weeks ago. Happy to get it into rotation here on the 8160 for you this week as we do a deep dive into new releases from Kansas City area musicians. And we say area because we invite our friends in from Lawrence, Kansas, just like Street Level Uprising there. But nice work from those guys out of Lawrence. Miss seeing those guys live. They'd be great on any summer festival right now. Reggae is always a nice addition to any summer festival lineup. Up next, this is a good story. So we've been playing the music of a young Kansas City musician named Jo McKenzie for like 3 or 4 years. She's now 17, so we've been playing her music since she was 13 or 14. She's recently started a new band, and the new band is called Baby and the Brain. And we're going to play the new single for you, which is called For Finn, here in a second. She also recently won a songwriting competition. I remember seeing that in her social media feed. And two nights ago, if you have ever watched the show Batwoman, I believe it's on the CW, she wrote a song that had a placement on the show called My Own Place. It was sang by a musician named Maveen. I'm probably mispronouncing that. But she's 17. She's already got co-writes on a song from the DC catalog on television. Congrats to her, and this is a fun one too. The song is called For Finn. There's a really fun music video for it where Finn is actually featured in the music video. Again, brand new stuff from Baby and the Brain, constantly putting out great pop, well-produced music at only the age of 17. It's kind of crazy. Jo McKenzie teaming up, I believe, with Dia Jane and their brand new duo. Here's their song, For
Finn. Listen to my ex's new boyfriend's band. He's got that kind of voice that I can't stand. The album still made it to my Spotify Wrapped. Now what the supposed to do about that? He still lives with his mom out in West LA and still thinks that he's right about everything. He's probably gonna write a song about you, and it's probably gonna suck like the other ones do. From all your classes too. Don't you think that he's a little old for you? I gave you a piece and now I need it back. Now what the hell am I supposed to do about that? Pretty set with your best friend. You just let him back again. Promise I won't ask you why, but I hope you cry. Sorry, but I miss you. No, I'm not sorry, but I miss you. I miss you. And I saw you in his dorm room. And I'm not sorry, but I miss you. No, I'm not sorry, but I miss you. I miss you. I miss you.
Yeah.
More new music for you right there, this time from We The People. The song is called Single Double. We've been playing all new music for you this week here on the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge, hoping to get through 10 or 11 brand new songs from Kansas City musicians. That one titled, again, Single Double by Kansas City's own We The People, fronted by the great, amazing, talented Eddie Moore. Eddie Moore's been in several different projects in town, including under his own name, Eddie Moore in the Outer Circle, and he's collaborated with a lot of great Kansas City musicians. On this one, leading the way with this brand new song called A Single Double, and I was texting with him because I was guessing that that was a Town Topic reference. A lot of jazz guys, well, a lot of people here obviously love Town Topic, but a lot of the jazz guys really seem to find a home at Town Topic, and that was indeed what that's a reference to. A Single Double with No Onions at Town Topic is Eddie Moore's go-to burger, and he loved it so much, he named this song that. And if you watch the music video, it has a walking fry guy through the entire video. It's quite comical, and a great performance as well. They're going to have a gig coming up on Saturday, September 11th, down at the Replay Lounge in Lawrence, Kansas. We the People, Ketro out of Omaha, and from Kansas City, Dom Chronicles. And that's the only gig I could find on the books for him, but if you're a fan, keep track of Eddie Moore on social media, and he plays out a lot and is always impressive behind the keyboard and on the piano. We've been doing this a lot for you guys this year. So much new music has come out of Kansas City musicians, and we're just now getting to the halfway point of the year. Our numbers of logging all this new music is Kansas City is just crushing it this year with musicians from right here putting out so much new music. We thought this might happen with the pandemic, with so many people locked down, that they would be stuck at home writing and recording new music, and it seems to be the case. So much music's coming out still, and then some of this stuff is deep and dark. And like that Mac Lethal song we played, and the Bob Walkenhorst song we played. And this July here on the 8160, we're going to do a series called Sound Minds. And Michelle Bacon's going to be joining me. We're going to have different musicians in and healthcare workers as well, doing a series about how musicians and can care for and deal with depression. And every July we do a series. Typically, they sound a little more fun than this, but I'm excited to dive into this one. Michelle Bacon and The Bridge have done a whole bunch of surveys and are looking at the surveys and quantifying the data, and hopefully we'll be able to take a look at all the data we have gathered and make a really interesting series of shows for you all of July here on the 8160 every Tuesday night on your radio dial at 6 p.m. on 90.9 The Bridge. But I'm looking forward to it, and it's always great to have Michelle Bacon on the show, and it'll be great to have her on all of July. Up next, very different stuff for us, a musician named Josh Hazelslip. He's an electronic musician from right here in Kansas City, and he's part of a nerdcore band called Dead Specters. It features a vocalist from the UK, a vocalist from Palm Beach, Florida, an MC from Massachusetts, and he's on keyboards from right here in Kansas City, Josh Hazelslip. The project is called Dead Specters, that's one word. And who remembers from Terminator 2, the young boy, John Connor, played by actor Eddie Furlong? You remember him running around from the metal gelatinous goo of Terminator 2? Well, he's on this song. The guys in Dead Specters befriended him via Instagram and asked him to collaborate on this record. He sent to them some audio clips that they've now inserted into their song, named after him or in homage to his story. The song is called Lobster King by Dead Specters, featuring Eddie Furlong from Terminator 2. This one's a fun one, folks. Here it is.
Monster of the Atlantic, my presence could cause a panic. Retracts are like TV static, my tracks are an ancient practice. Still careers remaining stagnant, some of you are moving backwards. Your vocals are unattractive, you're begging me for a master. What I have is like bioluminescence.
essence. It's like Mayan level threatens, or like child's play with weapons. You'll get hit if you keep messing. Cordyceps infection teach humanity a lesson. No matter your profession, your demise is my obsession. I'll bury you so deep, Lara Croft couldn't find you. I'll take apart the pieces, the T-virus won't revive you. I'm growing 30 feet and smash a city like a kaiju. You'll cower in fear, I should know, cause I designed you.
What's up? Yeah, I pulled the lobsters out of the tank. I was like racing them down aisles, like, but they moved really slow. I don't know why, that was like really hilarious to me. And then this guy came up and he's like, put those lobsters back, you're not supposed to be playing with them. I'm like, alright. I thought it was funny.
What happened to John Connor? I thought he was a goner. Judgment Day upon us, I'm presiding like your honor. The lyrical Unabomber, Picasso when painting pictures. I take you out when I strike, no hitter when I'm the pitcher. I serve you without the pitcher, I work but ain't getting richer. Show me that you're a monster, I'll show you that I'm the witcher. They swear in they competition, I swear they incompetent. You hearing psychotic wisdom, I murder with compliments. So you could die confident, how common is common sense? One day I came out the womb, I haven't been common. Switch it up like T-1000 when I come to do you wrong. From now on I'll call you Eddie, you won't be alive for long. Gone.
Thursday, October 7th in the Midwest Trust Center, formerly the Carlson Center, JCCC, presents The Reminders. The Reminders.
It's the message that you must remember.
Tickets for The Reminders are available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. The Reminders, October 7th at Yardley Hall, in support of The Bridge. Friday, November 19th at the Uptown, Mammoth presents Al Franken.
This time you get to look at me while I'm talking, and see if you can trust me.
Al Franken, the only former U.S. senator currently on tour.
Okay, now if you sensed a little irony or disingenuousness there, you might be onto something.
Al Franken tickets are available Friday at Ticketmaster.com, but Bridge listeners can access tickets Thursday at 10. Details at bridge909.org.
Let's move on to something else.
Al Franken, Friday, November 19th at the Uptown, in support of The Bridge.
Listener-supported independent public radio.
The place where Kansas City discovers music.
90.9 The Bridge.
Thing.
That was new music from Redder Moon. The song was called Land of the Blind. Redder Moon is a project that got a giant burst of creativity during the isolation of the pandemic. While sitting at home, three musicians recorded different types of tracks of music, and they've now got enough content to release an LP and an EP. The EP has just come out, called Land of the Blind. That was the title track to it. The full-length album is called Hell is for Other People. It will be released in fall 2021, and I've already pre-ordered my special edition vinyl. So excited to get that sometime later this year. But I am a fan of Redder Moon. I love the dark and brooding sounds they put out, and I'm excited to one day get to see them play a live show. I'm going to wrap up this week's show with a musician who does have a live show coming up this weekend. Friday night, June 25th, Alyssa Murray and Mickey P are playing at the FMK Social Gallery. That is in the Pendleton Heights neighborhood. It's actually connected to the coffee shop called PH Coffee. If you aren't familiar with the Pendleton Heights neighborhood, get over there and check it out. It's a beautiful old neighborhood. PH Coffee is a beautiful coffee shop, and they are connected to the art gallery, FMK Social Gallery, and it's a fun place to see a show. Get a cup of coffee. There's an art gallery there. There's a whole bunch of rebirth happening in that neighborhood. But Alyssa Murray has a brand new EP that just came out called Half and Half. This will be the third single from the record. It's called Wake Up. We've played three singles from the record, so we've played half of the album for you. But if you love what you hear, you can go over to her Spotify page, or better than that, go to her Bandcamp page and grab the record. Grab the EP from her. It's like $6, you know, a buck a song. And the nice thing about Bandcamp is the musicians actually get more money from it than any other digital platform. As we're winding down this week's episode of the 8160, we're going to hear this brand new one from Alyssa Murray. The song is called Wake Up, and it's one of 11 songs we've played from brand new releases by great Kansas City musicians. Happy to share it with you all here this week on the 8160. Again, catch Alyssa Murray and Mickey P on this Friday night in Pendleton Heights at FMK Social Gallery. Hang out with us next week, Madison Ward and the Mama Bear and Sarah Bradshaw all hanging out with you 6 o'clock next Tuesday. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks, everybody.
Hold my attention, please. Wave you the service fee. Long time no see. Feels like doom is moving over. It's all.
Summer starts to fall. Feel the KTBG Warrensburg, Kansas City.
Celebrating 20 years of being the place to discover music.
Member supported 90.9.